The Drum Corps History Podcast, Episode 42. The Drum Corps History Podcast, a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This week's episode, The Schomburg Guardsmen. Welcome back to the Drum Corps History Podcast. My name is Ron Allard from Dice Man Radio. The following comes in part from an article written by Kathy and Beth Myers for A History of Drum and Bugle Corps, Volume 2, published by Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. The Guardsmen were founded in 1961 by a local VFW post in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Following in the steps of many young corps of the era, the goal of the organization was to provide a youth activity that promoted music, good citizenship, and proper moral character. The Corps participated in local civic activities such as parades, fundraisers, and community appearances. During the 1960s, the Corps grew and started competing in local competitions throughout the Midwest, occasionally participating in VFW contests. In the early 1970s, the Corps adopted a marked British theme that was further exemplified in their music. Rule Britannia was first played by the Guardsmen in 1972 and quickly became a favored warm-up piece that identified and unified the Corps. The theme to the popular television show Masterpiece Theater was played in 1973, further delineating the British image the Corps was developing. In 1974, Rule Britannia returned as part of the field show along with Procession of the Nobles, a regal tune that delighted audiences. During the winter of 1975-1976, when the Corps was gearing up for one of its most successful seasons, tragedy struck. Denise Tomaszewski, a young Color Guard member with a vibrant personality and quick smile, died of cancer. It was a shock to everyone involved with the Corps. Members of the Guardsmen stood at attention on either side of the casket during her entire wake, and she was buried in her uniform with the Corps playing softly in the background. The 1976 season was dedicated to her, and before every competition, the members of the Corps gathered for prayer and remembrance. Placing no higher than 31st in previous DCI prelims, it was a stunning achievement when the Corps finished 12th at the 1976 show in Philadelphia. A local paper in Illinois reported the good news. Quote, "The Guardsmen of Hoffman Estate Schomburg has been acclaimed the 12th best Corps of its kind in the nation." The honors came Saturday night in Philadelphia, where 26,000 people jammed the stands to watch the 1976 Drum Corps International Finals. In 1975, the Guardsmen took 31st place in DCI. Of almost 2,000 drum corps in the United States and Canada, 232 competed in the two-day preliminary trials. The Guardsmen scored an 83.75 in the prelims, tying for 10th place. Channel 11 PBS carried the four-hour spectacular in the Midwest, allowing millions of people to hear and see the Guardsmen for the first time as they took the field with the top echelon in the drum and bugle corps world. During 1976, the Corps was contacted by the Leo Burnett Advertising Agency to star in a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. The agency's representative said the orange color of the Guardsmen uniforms complemented the color scheme of the company, and when a commercial was written that featured a marching band, the Guardsmen Drum and Bugle Corps was a perfect choice. On a tree-lined estate in Barrington Hills, Illinois, the Corps spent 2 days in the hot sun running drill sets over and over again to perfect the moves needed for the advertisement. All eyes were on Colonel Sanders as he signed one of the Corps' bass drums after the filming was complete. Featured on national television, the commercials aired in 15, 30, and 60-second time slots. Most of the members used the small checks they received for performing to help with dues that year. The actors who starred in the commercial received significantly more. With the competitive Winter Guard circuit flourishing, the Guardsmen found their niche among the best of the activity, transferring their unmistakable British marching style and precision guard work from the field to the gymnasium floor. The Guardsmen quickly became known as the Guard to Beat on the WGI Midwest Circuit. Parade of the Wooden Soldiers and the Olympic theme were soon associated with the Guard and the black busbies who held their heads high. The Corps was also successful in supporting a feeder corps. The Guardsmen cadets competed in the local Midwest Circuit with their counterparts from the Cavaliers, Kilties, Madison Scouts, and Phantom Regiment. As the older corps gained success in the 76 through 79 season, so did their little brothers and sisters. A Winter Guard also blossomed out of the cadet corps. After the exciting year of 1976, the corps failed to make the 1977 DCI finals in Denver, Colorado, taking 16th in prelims. The corps left Denver feeling down but not out. The corps returned to DCI in 1978 with a field show rededicated to their British image and with their second uniform makeover in as many years. They were determined to prove the 76 appearance in Philadelphia was not a fluke. They bettered 1976's 12th place finish by one spot, placing 11th in 1978. 1978 was also the year that the now famous extra-tall Shakos replaced the white helmets previously donned by the Corps. In 1979, the Guardsmen hit their peak, placing 7th at DCI Finals. The Corps wowed audiences with a blazing rendition of Tiger of San Pedro in greensleeves. In 1980, the Corps returned to the 12th place spot. Despite attempts to return to the national ranks, the Guardsmen placed 15th in 1981 and 32nd in 1982. Unfortunately, the Guardsmen could not keep up with the financial commitments necessary to remain a competitive corps and march their last season in 1990. The Cadet Corps enjoyed a brief rebirth in 1992-1994, but ultimately it folded as well. With the help of colorful streamers swirling around a maypole with strains of green sleeves played in true old drum corps fashion, the Guardsmen found their way into the hearts of the crowds. Those who marched in the orange and black will always remember friendships and wonderful times. Even today, when they hear the beginning chords of Hail Britannia, they can't help but think, the British are coming, the British are coming. That concludes this week's episode on the Schomburg Guardsmen. Please join us again next time as we take a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DiceManRadio.com.